Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, sometimes the music is our motivation, right? Sometimes it's the only motivation we need. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I do have this morning's morning motivation. It has to do with emotions today. Don't promise when you're happy. Don't reply when you're angry. Don't decide when you're sad. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning.
Q104, with your chance to win a flyaway to see.
This is Taylor Swift.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Time for the 30-day song challenge. I almost have this thing wrapped up. It's day 25, and today the challenge is a song by an artist whose voice you love. I mean, how do you choose? It's an impossible choice. So first, I eliminated all of the songs that we really can't play on Q104. Those will just stay in my iTunes. So for songs that we can play on Q104, again, how do you choose? Adele, The Weeknd, Sam Smith. I decided to go with a voice that we've been hearing for decades now. Maybe it's not the first person you think of. But I thought of Adam Levine. I always thought this song was a good example of his vocal range. Misery, it's Maroon 5.
Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Dua Lipa, there's your host and musical guest for Saturday Night Live on May 4th. So not this weekend, but next weekend. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I'm reading about a restaurant in Verona, Italy, that's offering a deal where you can trade your phone for a free bottle of wine during dinner. You get the phone back at the end of the meal. It's not like you're trading your phone in and you just receive a bottle of wine. The owner just wants to create a tech-free dining atmosphere. And he says that 90% of customers are choosing wine over phones during dinner. I would imagine it would have to be like a particular bottle of wine, though, right? It's something that he already picked out. I mean, you can't trade your phone for the $300 bottle, I would imagine. Yes, I would like your most expensive bottle of Merlot. Here's my iPhone 7. You hold on to that. Who is going to start that here in Cleveland? Somewhere in Little Italy? Olive Garden? I guess it doesn't have to be an Italian restaurant. It sounds like a good promotion for anyone. Is it being done here? Let me know if you've ever heard of that. Group therapy is on the way this morning. Tanya in Middleburg Heights. She just started dating this guy about 7 or 8 months ago. And there's something going on that she's not comfortable with. But it's only been 7 or 8 months in their relationship, and she doesn't want to bring it up with him right now. So she has come to us. Group therapy is next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Oh, but instead I only wish you the best.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. It's the Q Morning Show, the home of group therapy. This is where there's something going on in your life that you just need to talk out a little bit more. Someone to talk to. You have unbiased, impartial opinions right here. So let's go to Tanya in Middleburg Heights. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning. I need someone to help me, like, tell me I'm crazy or I'm overreacting, and maybe I'm just making way too much of this.
You need someone to tell you you're crazy to your face?
Over the phone will do as
okay.
Well.
All right, because I'm sure we can do that behind your back, but if you really want us to tell you if you're crazy, we'll do it. What issue are you having?
So my boyfriend, for whatever reason, has two assistants in his department. They're former interns, you know, they're young and they're hot. One is a total definite smoke show.
Okay. All right. So you've seen them. I like how you say my boyfriend for some reason. I'm hoping it's because it's a reason that is completely professional because there's a lot of work to be done and he needs these assistants.
That's what I'm hoping as well. I do trust him, so I think so. But the issue is that they're going on two trade shows this year. One is in Chicago and one is in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And, I know I sound really insecure, but the truth is I'm very insecure about it. I don't want him to go on these trips with these two assistants. I don't feel comfortable with it.
On the trip, is it only him and the two assistants, one of them being a smoke show?
I think there is like five or six of them in total going, his boss. Someone else in his office, the two assistants for sure, and mm-hmm. him.
Okay.
There might be someone else. I'm not sure. But all I know is those two assistants will be there. You know, they're going to be staying in hotels. I just don't feel comfortable with it. What if they go to happy hour after? It just feels like not a good idea.
You're building up all of the scenarios in your mind right now.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. And you have not brought this up to him?
No, I asked my friends and, they said I should definitely say something and that I should not let him go. But I'm just so afraid of saying something. I feel like so uncomfortable. We've only been dating for 7 months, so I don't want to come off as like an insecure partner or anything. And the truth is I am really insecure about it, but I just don't know if I should say anything or not. I don't know. What should I do? Like, should I say something? Do you think I'm overreacting? Should I just let it slide? I really am at a loss here. I don't know what to do.
I think it's interesting that your friends are telling you to say something to him because I would give you the opposite advice. I would not say anything. I mean, this is a trust issue, but it sounds like it's your trust issue. If you are saying that he has never given you a reason to not trust him and it's only been 7 months, I wouldn't say anything because, the bottom line, if he's going to cheat on you with smoke show squared, he's going to do it. Whether he's in Chicago or Vegas or in Cleveland, I don't think it matters. That's my advice for you, but we can open this up for you right now, Tanya. 216-474-0104. Tanya's boyfriend of only 7 months has work trips scheduled this year. Two of the women on his team, they're his assistants, are really good-looking ladies. Tanya has a problem with her boyfriend going on these work trips with his two assistants. What should she do? 216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Group therapy is going on. We heard from Tanya in Middleburg Heights, who's been dating this guy for about 7 months now. And he has some kind of a job where he has assistants. And two of those assistants, in Tanya's words, are very attractive. Young, she called one of them a smoke show. And they have work trips coming up. One's in Chicago, one is in Vegas. And the assistants will be going along with Tanya's boyfriend. Now, they've only been dating for about 7 months. So she isn't sure if she should say anything to him. My advice to her is to not say anything, but she's very uncomfortable with this. Let's go to Sam in Barberton. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me ask you, would you have a problem with your SO going on a work trip with two young, attractive females?
Absolutely not.
And what advice would you have for Tanya?
My advice to her, being with my man for over 17 years, is communication. Definitely letting him know that you do feel insecure and maybe seeing if you can go with. If you're uncomfortable, but if he's going to cheat on you, honey, he's going to cheat on you.
That's the way that I feel. But your advice to Tanya is to bring this up now, because my advice is to not bring this up. It's only
just
7 months.
Just communicating with him. That's where a lot of people get their spouses wrong, is they don't communicate about the small things. It's the small things that make the relationship. If you can't communicate your feelings and let him know that you're just a little insecure, then if he doesn't help with your insecurity and be like, oh, it's okay, babe, how about you come with me? Then there's really no relationship if you don't communicate and express your feelings, even the small things.
All right, Sam, thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's go over to Pamela in Garfield. Pamela, good morning. What advice do you have for Tanya? She's very uncomfortable with these upcoming work trips with her boyfriend and his assistants.
I can understand the uncomfort, but I, again, would say it's not a big deal. Let him go on the trip. Clearly, these women have been working there longer than they've been dating, because she mentioned that they were working there before they got their position that they're in at this time. So he chose her over them in the meantime. And
well, I don't know if he really had to
send him off with a really wonderful night before he leaves.
I don't know if he really had a choice. You know, it's a work trip. He's got to go. He might not even have any control or have any decision on who attends the trip, because she did mention that it's her boyfriend, his boss. You know, he might not have any control. It's a work thing.
Right.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Let's go to Lisa in Cleveland. Lisa, good morning. Sorry, that's my, I should turn off my text notifications while I'm doing the radio show. Let me do that right now. Okay, so your advice for Tanya in Middleburg Heights. She's really uncomfortable with her boyfriend of only 7 months going on these work trips. What would you tell her?
My advice is, he's either a guy who's going to cheat on you or he's not. He is either a stand-up guy or he's not. But this is a new relationship. New relationships are not supposed to be this hard. So if you're already having insecurities in the beginning, either that's your issue or it's something that he's giving you a reason for. But I totally believe in open communication. But it should be, I want you to know I'm a little nervous about this, but this is my baggage to unpack. I trust you. I love you. I hope you have a great time. But you, if you are too insecure and too controlling, especially in the beginning, like, things just go downhill quickly, where eventually they will cheat on you because they figure they're getting in trouble even when they don't do anything wrong.
Lisa,
so work on your insecurities.
I think I agree with you on that. In fact, I like the way that you, because I was thinking, don't bring this up to him at all. It's too soon. You're going to scare him off. But if you say, hey, I know these are my insecurities.
Yes.
If you say that to him, it he doesn't get defensive. And,
yes.
And then you send him on his way.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I would be mortified if somebody were like, I don't trust you, I want to come on this trip with you.
Yeah.
I would be like, then you need to go, because I've never done anything wrong to warrant that, you know? So that's just me.
Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate you chiming in this morning on group therapy. Some wonderful advice on group therapy this morning. I think we did a great job for Tanya. Good luck, Tanya. Let us know how it goes. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Yeah. Down at all I see.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. The latest on TikTok this morning. Will it really go away? TikTok, as expected, says it will take legal action to try to block new U.S. legislation that could lead to it being banned. President Biden signed a foreign aid bill into law yesterday that forces ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, to sell ownership for national security reasons. As you might remember, TikTok has won legal challenges in the past, including blocking a Montana law that called for a statewide ban a few months ago. And then back in 2020, a federal judge ruled that an attempt by President Trump to ban TikTok was unconstitutional. I still think this is a lot of much ado about nothing. TikTok is too huge, too many people are making money. There's too many users. It'll get sold before it gets banned. That's what I think anyway. Battle of the Burbs is on the way in about 10 minutes. A 5-question trivia challenge. You can win movie passes to see the new Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt movie, The Fall Guy, next week. That's coming up on the Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show. Q104.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's find out who's going to win today. There are two possibilities. One of them is Brittany in Seoul and a graduate of Elyria Catholic. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
All right, you're going to be taking on Jay in Steubenville. He went to Steubenville High School, home of the Big Red.
Yes, sir.
Welcome in, Jay.
Good morning.
Brittany and Jay, it seems like for one of you, there's a lot of distractions. It sounds like...
I know. I'm dropping off the kids at this moment.
So. Okay. So you got a lot going on. Your name is your buzzer. It is a best of five trivia challenge to win these movie passes. Are you ready to play Brittany and Jay?
Yeah.
Here we go with question number one. The NFL draft is tonight. How many picks do the Browns have in the first round?
Zero. I mean, Jay.
Jay is correct with zero, yes. Name is your buzzer. Jay goes up 1-0. Here is question number two. Name the sandwich cookie with two chocolate wafers with a sweet cream filling in between. Brittany.
Oreo.
Oreo cookie is correct. Brittany ties the game at one. Here's question number three. The actor Al Pacino is celebrating his 84th birthday today. What is his famous line from the movie Scarface?
Jay. Welcome, my little friend.
One more time? I'm sorry. I don't think you got it, Jay. You're very close, though. It's "Say hello to my little friend."
Yeah.
All right. So no one gets a point after question three. Here is question four. And all right. Yeah, here we go. It's another. This is another movie line fill in the blank. Renee Zellweger, the movie Jerry Maguire.
You had me at Brittany.
Yes, Brittany.
You had me at hello.
That is correct. I was actually only looking for the word hello, but you said it. So you are now leading the game 2-1. Here is question number five. Jay, you need this to tie to force the tiebreaker. Which continent is known as the land of the rising sun?
Brittany. Africa.
Africa is incorrect. Jay, do you want to steal?
I know the answer, actually.
I'm going to say Alaska.
No, not the continent of Alaska. It is Asia. That means, Brittany, you win Battle of the Birds. All I do is win, no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get it. Brittany, are all of those kids out of the car safely? Are they into school now?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much multitasking, I can't even tell you.
Are they
way too much multitasking.
Are they out safely? Are they going to have a good day today?
Yes, they were not hit by cars. We're good.
All right. And you win Battle of the Burbs. Thank you so much for listening and for doing all of those gymnastics to play Battle of the Burbs this morning.
You're welcome.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So going on a first date or meeting someone just for the first time, a potential romantic interest. Let's say you want to meet for drinks or something like that. It's exciting, right? But it can leave you anxious and insecure at the same time. Obviously, you want to make a good first impression, but it can be overwhelming to fret about every single detail of your appearance and your personality. So these are some things your date is likely to notice right off the bat. These are according to dating experts and daters. And there's also some things in here they're unlikely to pick up on. Number one on this list, your body language. Your posture and the way you position your body can reveal to your date whether you're interested in them or not. Standing up straight with your head held high is a sign that you're confident, while slumping over with your head lowered shows a lack of confidence. Number two, your facial expressions. Your date will notice if you make and hold eye contact and whether you're smiling genuinely or looking awkward, like you'd rather be somewhere else than with them right there. Number three on this list, your grooming and hygiene. No one wants to be on a date with someone with body odor or bad breath. So it says here on this list, take a shower, scrub those dirty fingernails, and show you take pride in your appearance. It is amazing to me that that needs to be on a list, but I guess it has to be. Personal hygiene is not a given. You would think it would be a given. Number four, your outfit. Dressing appropriately for the date is the key. It doesn't matter so much if you're wearing something expensive as if you're wearing the right clothes for the occasion. And of course, your outfit and your shoes should look clean. My boys aren't dating yet, but I am convinced that when the day comes and they have a first date, they're going to wear hoodie and Crocs on the first date. Let's see. Number five on this list, how much you talk about yourself. Are you dominating the conversation by talking about you, or are you asking them questions and trying to get to know them? They will notice this. Number six, your manners and how you treat your server. The person you're on a date with will pick up on how politely you interact with people working at the bar or restaurant, as well as whether you do things like hold the door for them or ask where they want to sit. And finally on this list, number seven, how you make them feel. This is a big one. Your date may not remember what color your eyes are, but they will remember if they felt a connection with you and how you made them feel. And as this article points out, your date probably won't notice the minor physical flaw that you're self-conscious about, how fancy your clothes are, or the exact words that you use in conversation. Speaking of dating, have you ever dated someone that had a hobby that you now consider to be, after your experience, you now think it's a red flag in a relationship? That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Olivia Rodrigo, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Have you ever dated someone that had a hobby that you consider to be a red flag? I was thinking about this last night as I was talking to another parent at my son's baseball game. By the way, the worst experience, sitting outside in 40 degree temperatures last night watching baseball, but I digress. This mom was talking about how she probably won't see her husband this weekend because the weather is going to be warmer. He'll probably be golfing all weekend and he'll leave early on Saturday morning. She probably won't see him until Saturday night. And the thing is, I've heard all of this before. I have known many golf widows in my lifetime, and I would imagine that most golf widows have made their peace with it. They know that their SO is going to be on a golf course during the warmer months, and that's just the way it is. But have you ever dated someone that had a hobby or some sort of an extracurricular activity that, based on your experience, you consider a red flag? Maybe it's golf, maybe it's something else. 216-474-0104. We'll talk to you after B.O.B. and
Beautiful
Bruno.
Beautiful girls all over the world.
Yeah. And that's just how we do it. And I'm going to let this ride.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Erica in Twinsburg. Erica, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Erica, have you ever dated someone that had a hobby that to you is a red flag if they have this hobby?
Yes. I once dated a guy who was into trains.
Trains. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you say Train like the band? They were into Train the band, or they're into trains like choo-choo trains?
Yeah, like model trains, like toy trains.
Okay. Model trains. I've never heard of this before. What was your issue with this guy in model trains?
So he collected them, and he had this huge train set in his garage, and that's where he spent a lot of his free time. Like, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when we'd go out, he would always want to stop by some store and look at more trains. And, oh, my God, they are so expensive.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he was a nice guy, but, I mean, never again. Trains are now my red flag. I've never met another guy his age who is that into trains. But if I ever do, I'm out.
This is interesting to me. Because of all the hobbies that you could have, I think trains sounds pretty innocent. Like, I understand golf. And you have a guy that likes to golf, and he's out there on the course for 8 hours on a Saturday, and you never see him. But the trains seem harmless to me. Would he wear the train hat?
You know, you joke, but he did. He had one of those engineer hats. And he didn't wear all the time, but yes, he had one.
Okay. All right. So for you, Erica, it's any guy that has a train set, you're out.
Yes, for sure.
Tate McRae, you're on Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. So I'm an Amazon Prime member, or maybe more specifically, my wife is an Amazon Prime member, but it is a family membership. I did not know about this. Amazon recently introduced a new grocery delivery subscription for Prime members, providing unlimited deliveries for a low monthly fee. For $9.99 a month, Prime members can get unlimited grocery deliveries on orders above $35 from various retailers, including Whole Foods. The service, which also includes additional perks like 1 hour delivery and priority access to weekly reservations, is available. It says here it's available in cities now. I think that it's available here in Cleveland. I looked on the website. I always get lost when I go on the Amazon website. I can't find anything on there. I don't think my wife is using this, however. No one has ever shown up to my house carrying groceries, to my knowledge. But if you're using it, let us know. 216-474-0104. Pitbull tickets coming up after 9 this morning. It's Q104.
I wish I found some...
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.